Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Chop Sports Daily, coming to you live from the Flipping Made Easy studio right here in beautiful, luxurious Matawan, New Jersey. Your host, Sturch, Gooch over there, AJ behind the scenes. Boys, how we feeling this morning? We're good. It's a Tuesday. Tuesdays are kind of usually the dead days of the week where it's just like, okay, we're coming down from week four. Like, let's regroup. How we feeling today? I mean, everything all right?
I'm a little rejuvenated because I didn't have as long of a Monday as I'm used to. Jimmy Palumbo. It was a long Jimmy Palumbo day, but no MMA yet because Tommy bailed.
So Tommy stinks.
I'm not sure what Tommy's deal is. We might have to do the show after.
Nobody knows MMA like Dave, okay?
So we're probably going to talk some boxing, even though it's an MMA show, because really we break down all combat sports. So
yeah, I'm with it.
Tune Wilder, in for the Tyson Fury.
Oh, baby. It's going to be
Wilder preview
I'm
later.
I'm excited about that one. But, yeah, so anyway, we start right off the rip. We'll get into the game that we all watched last night, and that's the Raiders and the Chargers, which, by the way, the Chargers with the win, 28-14. Now, both teams are 3-1. It's the corniest thing in the world. First of all, I will say this. I missed Eli and Peyton last night. They weren't on. And I was like, dude, now you're going to make me listen to these guys. Like, why do I want to listen to freaking Brian Greasy and Riddick? I don't want to listen to those. Steve Levy. Levy's been doing SportsCenter since I was four.
The score was 21-0 at halftime, and Lewis Riddick was like, the Raiders really need to get it together, or this game's going to get away from them. I'm like, no, it did already. It's 21-0.
By the way, oh, and shout out to the over-under on how many times homeboy said this is the deepest the Raiders have penetrated all night long. Like, he said that four times, and I'm like, dude.
Pause.
Learn the room.
Also, like, seriously. The lightning delay. Sideways lightning doesn't exist.
Oh, my God. What is that,
dude? I don't know. I mean, it would have to be a really hard thing to
enter. It would have to be the most accurate lightning of all time.
And they left all the broadcasters out there, but didn't actually.
Right? With lapel mics.
They didn't give a shit about
electric
Steve
everywhere.
Young.
Yeah, dude. What a weird. They spent $5 billion on this stadium, and all of a sudden there's a lightning delay. But whatever. And the worst part is about that is it's fine if there's delays, and I get it. Nature happens. But the fact that now the game's not starting until 9 o'clock and the game's not going to get over till 12, you know, so I'm just like, I'm so tired as it is. Like, I have to stay up, my one eye open at the end. But this game was really never a game. You know, like,
it was at one point. In the Raiders third started, quarter, the Raiders,
they turned
the
it
Raiders
with the moment.
Did
they,
well.
They scored 14 points in the third quarter, right? Yeah. So I'm like, okay, here come the Raiders. That's fine. But, dude, the play calling was just bad news bears.
Yeah, first half, they were dunking down. They looked like they weren't the leading passing team in the NFL because they didn't throw the ball downfield once. The couple times that they did late in the second quarter, there were drops or misfires. So Derek Carr kind of came back down to earth a little bit, but I kind of blame the play calling more so than Derek Carr. You're going to have those games. Just sucks that it has to be against a division rival when I picked the Raiders to win.
Me and you both picked the Raiders to win that game. Big Body Bascom, my man, he goes, I'm going to fade you guys. And he did, and he picked up another win. We won't throw the graphic up until Friday, but just so we all are aware of our picks and where we're at, Gucci started the first 2 weeks abysmal, and he looked like the worst NFL picker of all time against the spread, and then the surge. And now he went.
Flipped the game.
Bro, what'd you go, 11
down.
And 6 yeah, or 11 and 5 wins. Yesterday?
I would have won the pool if we had one.
If we had a pool. If we had a daily pool, you would have won it with 11 wins. That usually gets the job done on those daily pools. But, dude, 11 wins. Me and Bascon get 8. So, but Gucci's now in first place in the pick standings. We'll get into that as we get closer to Friday.
I was in first place already, but you guys.
Oh, that's right. I gave you the one percentage point off for the tie. Like that's a detriment to your record. But, yeah, so, look. First of all, what are we doing?
Not to lead in with baseball, but JD Martinez is not playing.
Yes, I was aware about that. I had a long conversation.
I just got the update.
I got some nuggets about this game tonight as we're going to get into the Yankees and the Red Sox tonight. It is the AL wild card, one shot finish. This is everything that Gucci wanted. This is what he ordered. He wants the Red Sox. I didn't want anything to do with this game. However, it's going to happen, and that's the way it is. We'll get into it later. But I will say, I picked up a couple nuggets sitting in the sauna today talking to another Yankee fan, and he gave me a whole bunch of what? Here we go. Pause, right?
You have a good time, dude?
I had a great time. I was sweating, exercising the demons.
Go?
The conversation was great. It was great. And we were both sweating, and our eyes were just watering, and we were really excited about the Yankee game tonight. And he said he's not going to be able to function during his day. He's like how I am and you are with the Packers. Like, he is with the Yankees. Like, he's just, like, fidgeting.
When you guys left, were you like, same time tomorrow?
Yes. Gave him a little slap on the ass. Yeah, you know, said, good baby. Game, buddy. And then
that
was it.
That's what I like to
Absolutely,
hear.
Absolutely, dude. We got a hot take from Scoop. Justin Herbert, top five quarterback. That's not really a hot take. I think he was already in that conversation. And unfortunately, a lot of people put him above my boy, Rain Dakota Prescott, which I still don't buy because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Chargers couldn't get it done. They couldn't beat the Cowboys.
Justin Herbert's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, according to Shefty McSheffy.
Clearly, he's a top five quarterback.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't put him in the top five yet. When you count down the list of quarterbacks, there's some guys. He's on his way, though.
He's got the tools.
It's really hard. When you're talking about the top seven guys right now, interchangeable on a given week depending on the matchup. But Justin Herbert's the real deal.
He is. He absolutely is. And I think that there's something to be said about his performances other than the fact that he can't beat the Cowboys, and that's fine. Because it's funny, as Steve Levy, as he signed off last night, he goes, the Chargers seem like they're the team to beat in the AFC. Like, well, first of all, where do you get off saying something like that, like out of nowhere, when you still have the Chiefs are in the conversation, the Raiders just lost their first game. You know, it's like, why do you say that, you know? But, again, I literally went out there when he was like, they're the team to beat. And I was like, well, we already beat
them. Did you see the okay. Did you see the meme my brother posted yesterday in the group?
With Eli?
Eli standing on the podium holding the Chargers jersey and like Archie Manning, and everybody was just like, yeah, we ain't going there.
Where's the kid going to play? Arch. I think he's going to play at Texas.
I think he's going to play at Bama.
I think he's going to go to Ole Miss.
Wow, we have three different opinions on where we think Arch Manning's going to play. Is that, it's not, what's next year or 2 years?
I don't know.
2 years.
But apparently he just looks like better than all of the rest of them.
Shout out to Eli for putting even more pressure on Arch Manning by saying he's going to be the best Manning by far. It's like, wait. Peyton's there, you know, like you get that,
and
right?
Peyton's like, hey, man, hey, what the hell, you know, like that,
now, I'm
that'll
sure
be an interesting Thanksgiving.
Pulling for the kid, but let's be real. I mean, it's a tall order.
Right, exactly. That'll be an interesting Thanksgiving.
Something I think we should bring up from yesterday, the Hunter Renfro hit. Did you guys see that?
Bro, on the punt, on the
Holy
fake punt?
Did you see?
I also, saw, the wood.
I also saw another great meme, and it was like Bill Belichick's about to give Hunter Renfro 100 mil because of that hit. Like, that's a Belichick player right
Dude,
there.
Dude, that
hit. He's starting corner in the AFC Championship next year.
Whacked him. Oh, my God. But great heads-up play. He saw it coming from a mile away. He literally left his post from his position of punt return and just cracked that dude. And that was a great momentum building thing. Renfro's a dog, bro. Renfro is a dog. I like him.
Last question I want to ask you guys before we move into our next topic. Now, do you think this more so proved that the Raiders are a little fraudulent or that the Chargers are very legit? What do you guys think?
I'll lean on the Chargers are legit, right? Because I've watched them thoroughly, you know, doing a lot of tape study with the when they were about to play the Cowboys. I'm like, these guys are really good at football. They have a great receiving corps. Still Keenan Allen. I know he didn't have a great statistical night last night, but still that dude draws attention. Mike Williams is amazing. And, bro, you said it in pre, Jared Cook. Like, holy shit.
Fuck Mike Williams, by the way.
I needed
like six fantasy points out of him yesterday to get a dub, and he couldn't get it done.
Don't get me started, bro. Don't get me started. I needed 3 points. Three out of Daniel Carlson. Three.
So Mike Williams was on my bench weeks 1 through 3.
Then you put him in.
Put him in.
And then you boom.
He's the new Will Fuller.
Or it's boom or bust, yeah, no matter what.
You sit him and he does great. Rough. You start him and he...
Yeah, busts. That's rough. But yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not going to take anything away from the Raiders. That was a bad loss, even though it was like a freaking home game. Did you hear that crowd?
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Dude, like, first of all, I give like the mentality of like, we were here first. Like the LA Raiders, which by the way, Bascon didn't even know that the Raiders actually played in Los Angeles. That's how young some of these kids are nowadays, all you kids in your hip-hop music. But dude, home game for the Raiders... Gruden kind of dropped the ball, I think, play calling wise. Carr did everything he possibly could to get him back in the game. And it just, and by the way, that one catch, Darren Waller touchdown, bro, Jesus, so good.
Can we
is
talk?
He, is he the
can
best?
We, can
in
we
the
talk
league?
About the taunting penalty that happened?
That was disgusting. Wait,
did I miss this one? I watched.
Oh,
on Waller.
Really?
He, yo, on the sideline, he just
when he flexed.
He spiked the ball down and he flexed.
You're an idiot. Don't do it.
No. Stop. I watched 95 players this weekend do exactly what he did. It was a terrible call, bro. Like, this is what they do. They get up, they spike the ball, and they flex. As long as you're not standing over some, I watched the Chargers do it three plays later. Way worse.
Then not for nothing. And every time that Zeke gets a first down, gets up and does the thing and points first down, that's taunting. If you think about it, like, by the rule, right? I mean, and not I that I want
I
him
do,
to get flagged.
I do not want to see the NFL go that direction.
It's already headed that way, bro.
It's going to be hard to see them go back on the rule and say, you know what, we got to get rid of this rule. Because it was bad.
That was a crucial drive for the Raiders.
Yeah,
too,
when
they just completely took
and
that
when you
away.
When the receivers get up, it's all emotion. When you spin that ball and you point first down, it's emotion. You're telling these guys to be robots and become the no fun
bro,
league. I hate it.
Darren Waller in the third quarter made a play and did the exact same thing. No flag. It wasn't even like he learned.
Right.
It wasn't like he was like, you know what, I can't do that anymore. The next catch, he did the same exact thing. And there was no flag. So the NFL's got to get
the
that
subjective
fixed.
Shit's got to go. It's got to go because it's not fair. Yeah, 2021, where gestures hurt your feelings, according to Scoop Espo. That is big facts. Big facts. But anyway, we were talking about how I needed Carlson, how you needed Mike Williams, right? We are now through week four, which is nuts. We're a quarter of the way through the fantasy season. How are we looking record-wise? What do you got? A couple leagues. What's your best league?
I'm 3-1 in two leagues.
Okay.
I'm terribly, terrible. In the Chop Sport 16, man. Like, I don't even have a good player on the team. Not even one.
Well, I don't understand. We drafted together. You
Antonio
drafted 4 feet.
I know. And I was like, you should take Chase. I was giving you.
You were
great,
giving me a lot of advice. And I'm like, all right, bank. Like, took them all.
And I just didn't take any of that advice and apply it to my team because my team is just terrible. Miles Gaskin, he got two touches in the whole fucking game.
Unbelievable.
Calvin Ridley, waste.
So far,
Antonio
is a waste.
Antonio Gibson.
Remains to be seen about Antonio Gibson. But anyway, my best league, I think, is the Chop League. 16-man league, I'm 3-1. 2-2 in my league. I'm 1-3 in Joe Angelo's league. I'm always starting off in the basement. And that's a problem to me because if we finish last, next year I got to go to the draft in a 2-2. I'm not in favor of that at all. I mean, I know it's accepted around most of the country.
You want to add me as a second owner so I could give you some help? I don't want to see David
I don't
want to
disrespect
2-2.
My boy Mark because we're partners in this, but like we have not gotten over the hump as a team. Like, and we're really, you put me and my boy Mark together and like the football knowledge is like exploding, right? And it's just, we drafted Harris and Gibson, you know, as our first two guys. And then like we took Dak and Lamb shit the bed this week, you know, despite the big win, you know, like there are guys that don't perform. But
how many Cowboys do you have on that team?
Oh, that's the game I won, by the way.
All right.
So at my home league, when you said you won't win that game.
I said you won't win that league.
With four Cowboys starters, Dak, Zeke, Lamb,
I did not
Schultz.
Say you won't win a game. I said you will not win that league. Like, you will run into an issue.
Well, I'll have to trade one of them or something. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, there is things to do on a Tuesday when it comes to adding your best players possible. The waiver wire is going to be heating up today. I haven't even looked at it yet, but I won't even look until
I
hear yours.
I don't even think I don't even look at it yet.
So you're just going based off.
No,
of,
go ahead. I made it.
All right. Well, here we go. We'll get right into the waiver wire here.
Going to go into it. All right. So Sam Darnold. The fact that Sam Darnold is still out there, he's new
running
Mike
touchdowns
Vick.
Now.
He's got five touchdowns on the season. He's still only owned in 27% of leagues. It did shoot up about 17%. I think last week it was 10%. So you guys are starting to catch on. But Sam Darnold. Forget backup quarterback at this point. Sam Darnold might be QB1. They're going to throw the ball a ton.
Agreed.
DJ Moore. Sam Darnold is definitely needed to be on a roster. Moving on to Daniel Jones. Another one in the top. I think he's 6th overall quarterback right now. There might be a little bit of a wolf tickets on the Daniel Jones situation, but another guy that's getting it done with his legs. You can't dismiss the fact that Daniel Jones runs the ball. He's probably... Saquon did turn it up. But Daniel Jones has been running the ball a lot. He had 95 yards in one game. Daniel Jones is the guy. He's not turning the ball over like he's been in the past. So Daniel Jones, that was his Achilles heel. Kadarius Toney came on a little bit, so they do have some weapons. The Giants will be trailing in game, so go after Daniel
and
Jones.
And I'm very shocked at your number three here. You think this is going to be a thing? Like, people add this kid?
Absolutely, because...
And we're talking about Trey Lance, sorry.
We're talking about Trey Lance because there's just a little bit of unknown and another guy that's going to get it done with his leg. So that game plan, you're going to see... Design plays where he might get 8 points a game just running the ball. sprinkling a touchdown or two here and there. You do got Debo, you do got Kittle and Ayuk, so they have some weapons lined up on the outside. And when we're talking about the 49ers running game, I feel like he will be their running game. They have no answer at running back right now. They can't.
Is Elijah Mitchell back or what? Like, oh, riddle me this, Batman. Before you even get to running backs, what was with Tyson Williams being inactive?
We'll talk about
it. Okay, because I'm very... I mean, I got him on my roster. Do I just dump him? Like, is he gone? Done? You know? Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Possibly. But wow. That's it, actually, on quarterbacks. Trey Lance, if you're looking for a guy to maybe bolster and get some trade value, he could be a splash. You don't know.
Okay.
Until we see a little bit more on him.
All right.
Running backs.
So
this makes me absolutely sick to my stomach. Damian Williams, he's available in 85% of leagues. I preach. You can look at the bottom of the list if you're watching on the live stream. I preach handcuff your backs. I dropped Damian Williams in two leagues going into this week.
Solid.
Because I have David Montgomery, but just the roster space, I needed it, and I'm kicking myself.
I know my brother's going after this week.
Damian Williams got to get added right now because, obviously, Montgomery's out 5 weeks, and I don't think that there's going to be a guy that spells him on third down.
You think he's a three-down back?
Yeah.
There's not many of them left in his league, to be honest with you. So that's a really big thing. At least for the time being.
He has a quad, but they said that shouldn't affect his ability to play this week. Talking about your Tyson Williams guy.
Yeah,
number two on the list is Latavius Murray. Surprising that he's still only owned in 48% of leagues. It wasn't that efficient, but you want to see volume. 18 touches in that offense. Kind of weird because you don't really see running backs get that many touches on Baltimore.
Not with Lamar Jackson.
They do got Lev Bell. They do got Devontae Freeman. But Tyson Williams didn't even dress.
Why? What is the rumor? Anything?
They have veteran backs, and I think that's what it is.
And by the way, shout out to those guys for making sure they got over 100 yards rushing.
I also would imagine that it has a lot to do with pass protection. Usually when you see a guy that's not really doing much wrong when he's getting the football, he's not fumbling, his yards per carry are up, he's catching the ball decent, but if you can't pass block,
you're really
worthless in the NFL.
Right.
Moving on, Kenneth Gainwell, another guy that I dropped this week, but it needed the roster space, and he turned in a nice 20-point performance. This guy has standalone value. I told you going into the week, eventually everyone's going to catch on. These backs are thin. They're not a dime a dozen. Guys that you could plug in and start late in the season, you're gonna be wishing you had Kenneth Gainwell down the stretch. I could guarantee it. Now, this one is up in the air. Moving on to the fourth guy and the final guy that I have on my list, Sam Perrine or Perrine?
Perrine.
It's Samaje.
Samaje.
Well, we just call him Sam.
Okay.
I didn't ask what his first name was. I asked what his last name was. Is it Perrine or Perrine?
Yeah, I think it's Perrine.
I'm going to say Perrine.
Any of it.
I'm going to fade Dave and I'm going to call him Perrine.
It's wrong.
Joe Mixon might not play. What do you know? This guy's owning 3% of leagues. I feel like because there's a bunch of other backs that are going to be added, you don't even really have to put a waiver claim in for him potentially. But if there's a savvy Mixon owner, they will be adding him. So
Joe Mixon's hurt. Go get Gio Bernard. I know they don't play on the same team anymore, but it's so second nature to go get Gio Bernard.
I've always been against that.
I know, because it's not the guy. Right.
His role doesn't change.
Right. Okay. So,
moving on. Handcuff your fucking backs.
Wide outs, baby.
Don't pay like I
did. Guess who has Bateman on his roster already,
Rashad
dog?
Bateman now makes the fucking top of the list, baby. I think he's going to play this week. He might not do great.
He didn't dress last week, but he was off the IR.
He practiced all week. So Rashad Bateman, he might not play much. There might be a little bit of a package deal for him. But obviously the Ravens have been starving for that true number one wideout. He runs really good routes. See how he comes back from the groin surgery. But definitely add him because if not this week, then next week he's going to be shooting up the add percentages.
Mm-hmm.
Most added guys.
Yeah, that's usually how I add my guys. Exactly. Just see how everybody else is doing.
Jameson Crowder, Jets, bro. He was the key target for his boy Zach Wilson. And Jameson Crowder is just a good pro. Every year, he's a pro. He's like a fringe guy that doesn't really get drafted, but makes his way on rosters and ends up being a flex spot towards the end of the season. When I say every year, I mean like just last year. Mm-hmm. Last year, he was good down the stretch for me. And I expect the same thing. He's available in a lot of leagues only because he was hurt to start the season.
Well, no, I think he had the COVID thing. I think that was his thing.
Well, either way, he wasn't playing.
Right.
So
I'm saying you don't have to worry about his injury status.
I think he did have an ankle.
You sure?
Yeah.
Maybe I thought it was COVID.
He did have an ankle, but right, nothing crazy. The COVID, the ankle. Now he's healthy. He got 9 targets. You could expect to see a lot of that because the Jets don't really have much going on to stretch the field. But him in the slot is a perfect fit.
Your third one pisses me off because I am a what's his name? Courtland Sutton owner, and he just can't get it done. Tim Patrick keeps getting it done, but Tim Patrick he meets your limit as far as
he meets the limit. He just barely makes it. This will probably be the last time that you see Tim Patrick in there. Although he did have a lackluster performance, there were still six targets, but lackluster performance. You might see him drop down a little bit because he's probably the back end of anybody's roster that owns him.
Mm-hmm.
That said, Tim Patrick is going to get volume. I don't like Teddy Bridgewater possibly not being out. So for this week, I'm not sure about him, but just going forward, if you look at Tim Patrick over his, when he plays, when he gets the, when he runs routes and when he gets on the field, the guy produces. So you can't deny that.
Gotcha.
And another guy that we talked about earlier when I brought up Daniel Jones, Kadarius Toney. He made a little name for himself. He played with a chip. He's finally healthy. He's practiced all week, 2 weeks in a row. They drafted him in the first round. He's obviously got talent. The pedigree is there. There was a little log jam at receiver for the Giants, but they drafted him in the first round. So if he's able to step up, they're going to allow him to play.
They made such a mistake with that. I'm sorry. The Giants are going to kick themselves in the ass for drafting this kid early like they did.
I'm not going to argue that point because team needs and other, right, exactly, and other aspects of where
they're
lacking.
When you move back, right, you're obviously going for team need. You know, and then the wide receiver position in the draft was not a need for the New York Giants, yet they just took this kid anyway. But whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's going to wind up being a fine player, but I'm just
– that's what I'm
saying.
They
need other
I don't agree with the pick, but I'm not going to sit here and knock it because down the line, you know, you don't know. So we'll see. But Gettleman, I think, sucks, so we could knock it all day. first time we're doing – maybe the second time. I think I did him once in the first time. But bringing the tight ends back, baby.
Oh, baby.
They've been abysmal, but I can't believe – I cannot believe how Dawson Knox is still available – in 70%.
He scored every game.
He's the number four tight end. His targets aren't that great, but that's because Buffalo has a lot of weapons. They spread the ball around. He runs a route on every single pass play. He doesn't come out of the game, so he's a three-down guy. He plays a lot. And on that offense with Josh Allen spreading the ball around, obviously he's a red zone target because he's got four touchdowns already, or five even. I think he's up there, but either way.
Sorry, speaking of Dawson Knox, Scoop Espo chiming in on the live chat. Had Dawson Knox in hater fantasy. That means you went wrong.
He played. So you should not have started him because he actually played. That's a bad, bad look on you. And Dave, I know you're happy to see my number two guy on the list, another guy. I think the thing that's holding him back right now in terms of fantasy production.
Is that there's another one?
Not fantasy production, but just there's like a little bit of a shine coming off of him because of the fact that Blake Jarwin is there, and they do split it up a little bit. But
as a team, you're excited.
I remember
as a
when Mark
owner,
Andrews had his best season, he split time. So they put Dalton Schultz in the game when they want to throw the ball. So Blake Jarwin,
which is weird because he was known as the better blocker of the two.
Well, he's not.
I know.
Maybe he is a better blocker. But this guy could catch the ball, and with the receivers the Cowboys have on the outside, Dalton Schultz, man, he's producing. And the fact that I'm so shocked that there's these guys available in 70% of leagues is because how thin the tight end position is. How are you can't be rolling out some of these guys like a Dallas Goedert when there's a Dawson Knox out there. I'm sorry. Even a Tonyan. I sat Tonyan 2 weeks in a row now.
No dice.
I take a little bit of an exception to the Goddard thing. Well, I think Goddard's a fine starting tight end. I would start him every week.
If you're starting Goddard every week and you're leaving Dawson Knox out there, you know what you're leaving out there? Points. Dawson Knox
leaving
is better.
Points on the board, AJ.
Dawson Knox is that dude. You could check it out right now.
But and then number three is what the premier guy out in Minnesota at this point, right? I mean, they lost Irv Smith Jr. real early. They made a trade. I believe they made a trade, and they tried to fix the position, but this kid's emerging. So
he's emerging, and they throw the ball around a lot.
Yeah.
Their offense didn't do great this week, but he still saw a decent amount of targets. I put him third on the list, and I'm not too high on Conklin because I don't believe in Kirk Cousins, but because they throw the ball 40 times a game, you could throw him in there if you're desperate at tight end.
All right. So there are your Chris Gucci Gooch, your top waiver ads for this week coming up, because look, we'll figure out where you guys stand as far as, you know, your waiver priorities. I know in my league is different, which Gooch hates my league in every way, shape, and form. I don't do PPR. I don't do fraction points.
Yeah,
I don't do any of that
the
shit.
PPR fine, but there is you're literally the only league left in the history of the world.
In the world.
Maybe Joe Angelo's league does it too.
I've never even.
Joe Angelo actually has fraction points.
That does have fraction points.
Yeah. Got to do it. Next year, make a promise, Dave.
No, I promise. Members, I solemnly swear that next year I'll at least do fraction points to avoid any ties or. Because, dude, if I did fraction points, I definitely would have lost.
There's been ties.
I mean, look how close I came in the Chop League. I lost by like 0.2 two or something like that. That definitely, that's 20 yards.
When we're talking about 49 yards at for 4 points. You got to get 4 points.
Well, that's what
points.
He did. So tough shit, Keenan Allen. So that's your fantasy waiver wire ads for week number 5. Thank you for that input, Gooch, and I'll actually take all that serious because after the show, I'm going to look at the waiver wire and see what's going on in all the leagues. So let's take a little break. When we come back, AJ's got some great news in the world of sports. We're going to cover some of that stuff. And of course, it's all about the New York Yankees here tonight. I'm excited. We're going to watch the game from the studio. So if anybody's around and wants to drink some beers, hit me up. Come by the studio. Get loud. Well, I don't know. Get loud. Yeah, get loud.
There's nobody here.
There's nobody here. You're right. Except for the cop that usually sits across the street to make sure we're not doing any funny business over here. But so we'll come back after this with some news. What's going on, guys? This is Sturch, and I'm here to let you guys know about some new happenings with Joe Pizzamenti of Attitude of Gratitude Consulting. This time around, I want to bring you guys up to speed on some of the amazing health and wellness products. These products focus on providing happiness for people, bringing out the 4 happy hormones in our body. That right away makes me happy. These products aid weight loss, sleep, mental clarity, and energy, just to name a few. They have even created your morning coffee to get your day started off right. That's not all, guys. Joe is in a giving mood, so now if you mention Shop Sports, he's going to provide you with a free discounted private travel website that you can use to book your travel needs. Even better, if you become a customer of Joe's, he's going to give you guys a travel voucher that you can use for up to a year and are only responsible for airfare and taxes. Visit attitudeofgratitudellc.com for more information. All right, we're back, or I'm back, from the Flipping Made Easy studio here in Mattawan, New Jersey for a Tuesday. Gooch is going to get his big jug of water, his big obnoxious jug of water that Jimmy Palumbo hates more than anything else in the world is when we do the jugs of water on the air.
I'm parched and winded after that.
The run to the
wire.
Lobby?
Oh. No, the waiver wire.
It's like you walked to the
speech.
Lobby. All right, so AJ, my guy, hit me with some of the stuff that is really, really, you know, made news, like... Go. Just
broken
go.
Barriers and
broken
in the
barriers.
Industry.
Right.
Okay.
So where are we starting?
So some shattering stuff
this
going
sucks.
On right now.
Yeah, we just talked about
we
it.
We just talked about it. Yeah.
But
fortunately, yes. David Montgomery, he has gone down with a knee injury. He is expected to miss at least 4 to 5 weeks. So
rough for the Bears. Tough sledding for a young quarterback, Justin Fields. But I think Damian Williams is a serviceable dude. He was a starter in Kansas City. He knows how to carry the load, and he's going to be a 3-down back. So I don't know how much of a big loss this is for the Bears. Definitely a drop-off, but nothing like too catastrophic.
You know what I think is not a bad play, and I'm just going to bring this up because this is a savvy fantasy move. I think that with his injury, he's going to come back fine down the stretch. You might be able to score him if you have the ability to weather the storm. Go after a David Montgomery real cheap.
Like trade for him right now?
Yes, because it's only a sprain. They're going to give him some time. I don't think that... I heard Mooney in the locker room after the game in an interview. He was like, he walking around, he looked fine to me.
So it might, be, right on after the might game. Be on the lower side of this 5-week.
Yeah, obviously
diagnosis.
A 5-week injury sucks, but I think it's just swelling and fluid. We'll see how it responds, but you don't really like to trade for guys that are hurt. I just think David Montgomery is going to turn it up still. I believe in him.
I think I might make a play for Christian McCaffrey. The team that has him is 1-3.
Well, don't.
And why?
Because last year I saw a lot of that happen, and as soon as they made that trade, McCaffrey came back, he's hurt again. That guy can't stay on the field.
Sucks.
They give him the ball too
good
much.
Good freaking player,
they give him the ball too much.
I know. Period. A lot of volume. What else we got, Age?
All right, we got Urban Meyer. Is he on the outs?
Well.
We all saw what happened with the video over the weekend.
Yeah. So we didn't touch on it yesterday, but we'll touch on it today. Just like he touched on that girl. But it's not like I would say he's on the hot seat, but he apparently is, in fact, a hot seat because this girl was all over his shit. Look, it's one thing to get caught out and do what you got to do, but I think it's the whole thing that kind of rubs everybody the wrong way. Like, your Jaguars team has not won a game yet, and you're out there grabbing on women. Like, it's a bad look for the organization, and I know Tony Khan is the kind of guy who now runs AEW. He is the kind of guy that does not want the bad press, and this is not what he signed up for when he brought him in.
Well,
right? I mean,
yeah, I don't think his wife signed up for it either.
Oh, that too. I keep forgetting that.
When he signed that contract with his family. Yeah. You see that picture? What a joke. Dude, here's the thing. First of all, nobody likes Urban Meyer.
It seems to be the trend.
I don't think even Florida fans like Urban Meyer at this
point. Scoop hates him. Like,
So nobody likes Urban Meyer besides Tim Tebow, and Tim Tebow probably hates him at this point. He just got
he
cut.
Found out, he probably saw that video. He was like,
"Yeah, yeah."
Dad, so look, could you?
The Urban Meyer press conference was so uncomfortable because this is a guy that you want to be a disciplinarian. He was a college coach forever. He obviously he didn't discipline his college players because the Florida Gators, the team that he coached, had 37 convicts on it, but and a murderer apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
So Urban Meyer is not the guy to lead men, I don't think, and it's. Just look at it. The press conference
he's
was
not setting a good example.
So cringe. Here's how you go. Ready? Oh, yeah, you know, I stayed back to visit my grandchildren, and we went out to dinner. So explain to me how having dinner with your grandchildren led to you getting grinded by a blonde. Explain that. You missed a whole, there's a whole bunch in there that we're not sure about.
He's pulling it. You know what he's doing? He's pulling him as his Doubtfire. You know what I'm saying? He's with his family in the one room, and then
and
he's like,
and it's creepy.
I'm going over there. Help it's us creepy. On the way. Like,
you should never bring your grandchildren into that conversation.
Oh,
period.
It's terrible.
The end. Period. Awful. The end. How'd your family feel about it? Well, they were upset. Yeah, then now they're upset even more because you're talking.
It's a bad look.
He did himself no favors with that press conference.
Not at all. And like, yeah, sometimes public apologies do work, right? And sometimes you can hear the sincerity in somebody's voice after making a mistake. This clearly is not being owned up as it should. And now Urban Meyer is now 0-4. He's in the news. And like, it's a bad look for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I think they got to move on right now. Like, right now. They'll be like, look. Cool, this experiment was bullshit, you know, like let's just go.
Yeah, they can't even say like it was cool, we gave it no.
Done. It was a mistake. Teams make
blow
mistakes.
It up already.
Blow it up because look, this team obviously you really want this guy leading one of the hope in which the Jaguars hope is one of the future stud quarterbacks in this league. Do you really want Urban Meyer? Like I understand what he's done with past quarterbacks in college, but this ain't the role model for you. Like get out of town, bro. Like you're toast. It's done.
Urban
period
Meyer
stop.
Is a joke and a piece of shit.
There it is.
Let's move on to the next
one. All right.
Topic.
There's the headline of the. By the way, that's the name of the episode. Urban Meyer is a joke and a piece of shit. So, therefore, go on. What do we got? Somebody said men suck. Like, look, lady. Because I know how to be.
I can almost guarantee Ash. That. Ash. I don't suck. I'm a man.
First of all, not all of us suck. Like, this old man, he sucks. But anyway, go ahead. What's next?
We got the Mets. They're moving on from Luis Rojas. Thank Christ. A lot of fans, though, are not a little uneasy with this decision because we don't have a president yet and we want to hire a new manager.
Yeah, this is what I was talking about before. It's like when you brought up we were going to talk about Rojas, I said, you know what's interesting? Are they on the hunt for a new manager? Because they have a bigger hunt on their hands. They have to find the guy that's going to hire their manager. And if they don't, they're just going to cause another Mets debacle around 1 month into the season when the guy's like, oh, I didn't hire this guy. He's not my guy. Not a good look.
No, it's not. I mean, look, here's my thing. There's been rumors already that Billy Bean was coming in, right? And he's going to make another movie and do that. And by the way, great movie. Can you at least admit to that one? Do you like that movie?
Love that movie.
Thank you. Finally, one of these movies we can get behind. Hardball? No, not Hardball. That's Keanu Reeves. Moneyball.
Do you know why it's a good
baby
movie?
Baby G got shot.
Like good actors in it. Kevin Costner's a dork. Brad Pitt's the man, right?
Brad Pitt
Jonah
is the
Hill
man.
Is the man.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Right?
Great movie.
Great movie. Billy Bean rumored to come to the Mets to kind of right the ship in that regard. Like, obviously, Uncle Steve has the money to pay pretty much anybody he wants to come in. And who better than a guy that turned around an entire organization in Oakland as far as and did it with nothing, right? Imagine Billy Bean coming in here and saying, here's a blank checkbook. Go get the guys that you need to based off of all your analytic bullshit, put that team on the field. You know, and then we'll win some games. Rojas just was never the fit. He was thrown in there after the Carlos Beltran bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, Beltran was supposed to be the guy over here.
I don't think Billy Bean is the guy either, though.
No?
No. You want to know why? Because that's not his model.
What's this guy in the league still?
That's not what he's
doing. What's the Red Sox guy?
Theo Epstein. That's the guy that knows how to spend the money, right?
Right.
You don't want a guy. I don't think that you want a guy that's going to come in and be like, here, you did all this with that. Imagine having this because it's going to change up the way he thinks about things. His approach might change. I don't think he has it in him to spend the money, if that makes sense. Like his ability is to find the guys that don't cost money. The Scott Hatterbergs.
The aging David Justices of
the
league.
There you go. The guys that don't strike out much.
Just walk. Right?
That's such basically a great movie, man. The Yankees back then, but they were still getting paid $200 million.
Right.
But yeah. I will go after Epstein. And here we are bashing the Mets for like hiring a manager that they haven't even hired yet before they hire.
Right.
You know, so I'm just
Mets.
Assuming this is going to go down.
That's so Mets.
I don't want Met fans to come down. My throat, pause. But That was terrible. But I feel bad for Rojas because that was terrible.
That was the best
but
one.
But also
almost.
Funny.
Amazing.
So I feel bad for Rojas because I think that he just took this job because the Mets were in a position where they didn't have anybody else. You know,
right.
They were just like, look, this guy's been with the organization for a while. Am I wrong on that? Correct me if I'm wrong, AJ, but he was their AAA manager or something like that.
Yeah.
So they had that was in place already.
Who's the lunatic that they wanted, that a lot of people, Mets fans covet so much? Was it Backman?
Wally Backman?
I think he's like people are like, bring him in. And I'm like, okay. Right.
Go ahead. Be the Mets. We don't need a lunatic. You need a good manager. Maybe he is a good manager, but I would take AJ Hinch.
Mike Piazza.
Right. I hate Hinch, but motherfucker could manage a baseball team. He lets them change.
Hinch
everything.
Is, the Astros kid?
Yeah.
Guy.
But yeah, this guy, I feel bad because now he's out of job. He had a job. Right, he took the job because there was,
and you know what?
I don't think he was like an interim manager.
Right, and with the way they worded this, as far as the PR is concerned,
they're offering him a spot.
They might still keep him around to do other things. Like they didn't say like, "Hey, Rojas and Vince McMahon, like you're fired." You know, it wasn't a firing job. It was just like, "Hey, man, we're gonna bring somebody else in. You did a fine job. Thank you for all your services. Now go coach third base or some shit like that." You know what I mean? Like lower his role, maybe put him back in the minors. You know, to do his thing there. Who knows? Rojas is a good dude. He played, you know, played it straight up. He's not in the news. You know what I mean? Like he interviewed well. Like he's when you're in New York, no matter what, this is the kind of shit that you go through. No matter what, you know what I mean? Like this is unfortunately it comes with the territory of being in this market. So he couldn't succeed, and that sucks for the Mets fans. But I again, I'm not a Mets hater. I hope they do well, and I hope they bring in somebody that can turn the team around.
That would be nice. Let's go to the next topic.
Ah.
Vic Fangio is pissed with the Baltimore Ravens after they went for the record with 3 seconds left in their game.
Is it the record, or was it? It was just a continue on.
No, it tied the record.
Oh, that's a record. Oh,
tie the record.
The Steelers had it.
Hundred-yard rushing plus rushing.
Wow. Good for them.
Can I say why Vic Fangio is an old school? Get off my lawn.
Can I play the video first?
Oh, we have a video. We have some visuals. Go ahead, buddy.
For those who have not seen.
Okay, let's go. Not very happy is one Vic Fangio. Basically,
oh, shut up,
basically,
Vic.
Basically calling him an asshole at this point. But there was a response, and we don't have that video, but we both watched it. Basically, you know,
he's like, you call three timeouts with 30 seconds to go in a 17-point game. There's no such thing as an 18-point touchdown. So
Why
are you trying to score? If you thought the game was over, just kneel it there. You didn't do that, and it's like, okay. First of all, I think Harbaugh does that regardless. So a little bit of a cop-out for using that as his reason because true. I don't think that was the reason. At the same time, he's right.
He's definitely right.
Now, if they did fight, Vic Fangio beats the living piss out of John Harbaugh.
I don't know, man. Harbaugh seems to be a scrapper. My money would be on Harbaugh. And Fangio's like 106, bro.
Yeah, but didn't he play offensive lineman? Wasn't he an offensive lineman?
Cares, bro.
I don't know, man. I think he puts his head right into his fucking chest and just pulls him down and mauls him.
Just pancakes him like, bro, eat that shit. All right, well, look.
John Harbaugh does cardio. This guy drinks beers and coaches football, all right?
Although he's on the Stairmaster every single day.
Fangio actually used to coach under Harbaugh, so
that's why this whole thing is a story because you know they used to actually have a relationship, and now all of a sudden it's tainted because of for what they did. And look, if I'm the Ravens and I have a chance to set some kind of record or tie some kind of record, what the hell, man? Like this is football, bro. Like
player safety is paramount.
Bullshit! If you're calling timeout, then you're putting your players in risk every single time.
That's why Lamar Jackson slid. Right. After he got 4 yards.
Right. If he wanted to, he probably could have scored.
Calm down, Vic.
Oh, Vic. Anyway, what else we got? Is that it?
That's the last for the news.
That is it for the news.
For the big game.
It is time. I am jazzed up. Like, I don't know. Here's the thing. I haven't wanted this. This is the most unappealing situation to be in.
This is the softest I've ever heard you talk. When
I know.
It comes to this situation.
I know. And it's just, it's unfortunate because clearly, we're all on the Yankees right now. Even AJ's probably going to be rooting for the Yankees as well. But I don't want to speak for you, but
he's like, hey.
Really? You would want him to lose? All right. Then don't wear Grandpa's hat no more. How about that?
Okay.
So I look at this game like this. The New York Yankees put themselves in a position to be in this game when they could have very well hosted this game with a couple wins over the weekend in Tampa Bay when they played Tampa Bay. Now they have a situation where they got to go up to Boston. That's the part that sucks, right? Or sometimes when you're the visiting team, you have a chance to jump all over the home team first. And I think that that, with the lineup they have, which it hasn't come out yet, it's 11:37 in the morning as we record this, and as we're live with the people from the Flipping Made Easy studio here, there is no lineup yet, right? I'm not in favor of the whole Gleyber Torres leading off thing. You know what I mean? The guy I was talking to at the gym in the sauna, right? He says to me, "You're sexy."
Does this guy have a name?
No, you know, it sucks because I see him all the time. We see each other all the time, lifting and stuff. We always say hello, like a little nod, you know, like, "Hey, how are you doing?" Like, he's a big wrestling fan too, so like we talk. But like, anyway, he's a stud. He's an absolute stud. But what he told me is that he would actually lead off Rizzo. You know, he goes, lead off Rizzo, go right into Judge and Stanton. 1, 2, 3. Bing, 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 right? I don't hate that, right? And then 4, Gleyber Torres. You know what I mean? Like, put yourself in a position where the top of the lineup, if they're to come up at the end of the game, you don't want Brett Gardner coming up.
I know that this is going to sound crazy because he strikes out a lot, but I would almost rather lead off Gallo.
Okay. All right. I'm with that. He walks a lot, right?
He walks
no, that's Rizzo
lot.
That no, walks no, a lot. No,
Gallo walks a lot. They both walk a lot.
Okay, so their OBP is, I just think with the speed, nice.
Who knows, man? Like, I don't think either of those guys are leading off tonight, so it doesn't really matter what we think. I can't see them starting it off with a lefty. They're going to cut that lineup up with a lefty. With the lefties, I think that's what's been working for the Yankees of late.
You got the short porch in right. They got the monster in left. You know what I mean? Like, you got our big dogs and Judge and Stanton and you know, it's just, I don't know, man. Again, baseball to me,
when I think that's the big question. Who's going to lead off?
It's a big thing. And Aaron Boone has been criticized a lot this year, right? We had him fired at 41 and 41.
Batting second, Judge third, Stanton fourth. That's the only thing that I really
care about. I kind of want Judge, Stanton 2-3. I don't know why. It's just the way they're going to get up in the first inning is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like,
well, if they go Judge, Stanton 2-3, then one of the lefties need to lead off.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You know, like, we should go that route. Look, I don't like the fact that there's a game right now. Like, yes, for the theater, for the cinematic adventures, for the ratings, I get it. Everybody loves this one game, but it's baseball, Susan. You know what I mean? Like, this is baseball. Games and series like this are determined in series, not games. In the NFL, you have 17 regular season games. Every game matters. This is game 163. So you're telling me that all the 13 game winning streak and being 41 and 41 and being counted out, all of a sudden this entire thing rides on tonight?
Aren't they tied anyway?
What?
Are the Yankees and the Red Sox tied anyway, or is it a percentage point that separates them?
No, it was a tiebreaker that the Red Sox get it.
So the tiebreaker, if
they beat they won 10 out of 19 games.
So if there was no wild card, second wild card, they would be doing a play-in game anyway right now. Because they finished with the same record. So they'd be playing each other regardless.
I know, but it's like,
so just throw
guess,
it all out.
Yeah, I guess.
All the, it is what it is. Tonight, there's the game. None of that other shit matters. We got Gerrit Cole. We signed Gerrit Cole. I remember being a Yankee fan, playing the Astros. They had Gerrit Cole, and it just felt like so daunting. Being like, damn, I really wish we would have that guy for a situation like this. And guess what? Now we do. Gerrit Cole, go earn the money that you made. Use the sticky stuff really if you crap. Have to. No, I'm just doing the Gerrit Cole, bro.
I know, but it's like the flow of it was great.
And let's spit out Nathan Eovaldi because Dave actually called him a good pitcher the other day. I think he's a fucking bum.
Ooh.
And we're going to prove it tonight. Let's go Yankees, baby.
All right, look, the only thing I'll say is what is, if you're Aaron Boone, which you're Boone.
Well, I'm not.
You're not Aaron Boone. If you're Aaron Boone, what is the leash on this $300 million quarterback, $300 million pitcher? I say 5. You got to go 5. Like, they're it's all hands on deck. You can bring as many people in the – actually, what, I don't know if you know the rule.
Going 8.
Here's the rule, though, and if anybody doesn't know the rule, like, you're allowed to bring up – like, the roster is not your postseason roster right now, technically. So, technically, anybody who's not starting, like your Klubers and your other guys that aren't starting, could be left off the roster in order to bolster the bullpen, right? To me, the recipe to win this game is 4 pitchers, right? Gerrit Cole to start, right? Your first guy, your long reliever, is now Severino to come in there and do his thing. Then you bring in Loaisica, and you pay all this money to Chapman, he closes the door. That's your four pitchers. If it goes any more than that,
we're going with two pitchers.
You're out of your mind.
We're going with Gerrit Cole.
Gerrit Cole's going eight innings.
What do you want out of your Cy Young contending pitcher? I know
that's not the game anymore, man.
No, bro. If Gerrit Cole, they're not going to take him out at 70 pitches.
I'm
if
not
he's
saying
lighting
they will,
it up.
But
that's what we need tonight. We need a dominant performance from Cole. Take it off the lineup. Let's get this pitching, baby. Let's get into the playoffs with Gerrit Cole with some steam behind him. I'm not making a prediction. I'm just saying that this is what I want to fucking happen. Right, Gerrit Cole, show up today, please. Earn that paycheck. Earn that contract. You got Stanton's going to hit two bombs for you, so just do your job.
Wow.
I'll tell you what. I'm looking at the pitching stats for both these pitchers against their opposite team they're playing tonight. They both fucking suck against each other. Eovaldi sucks against the Yankees. And
according to the scoop, the Yankees saw Eovaldi seven times.
Six times. I just checked.
Six.
He's
2-4
against the Yankees, and Gerrit Cole
is
2-4.
He could have a no decision, so it could have been seven starts.
Very true. That could be a thing.
Looking at the game log.
A game. Okay. AJ's like, hey, dog, I'm doing the right thing here. All right. Oh, here's the stat. Ready for this? So if the Yankees don't win the World Series this year, which, again, very, very, very long shot to do. They got to get to the playoffs first. Technically, in my mind, this ain't the playoffs. Tomorrow or Thursday's the playoffs. They got to get there first. If the Yankees don't win the World Series, ready for this? And they bring back Aaron Boone. Boone will be the first Yankees manager in 100 years to be brought back for a fifth year without a World Series. They've gotten rid of everybody else. If you don't get it done in a certain time frame, the Yankees have gotten rid of you. This guy would be the first manager in Yankee history to be brought back without a World Series ring.
I asked Jimmy Palumbo this on his podcast the other day. What has to happen for Boone to keep his job?
He's already keeping his job.
That's what Jimmy said. I agree.
It's you know why? Because of where they were. They were 41-41. People wrote them off.
I think that,
and now they're in a one game playoff game.
I think that the Yankees. I don't think Boone cost them anything this year. If that makes sense, he might have cost them a home game.
He cost them the home game today. Friday night, he left Abreu in.
But that's what we'll say. I'm saying, like, season, big picture, over the course of the year, does Aaron Boone's decision making cost them first place in the division? I think Tampa's that good where it doesn't. So
Tampa was a pesky team.
That's not gonna. That I wouldn't hang my hat on that being the reason why he keeps his job. I'm just saying, like, the Yankees, I think he's doing the bidding for the front office, if that makes sense. So we might be looking at it one way, and they're just telling Boone what to do. So we could be like, yeah, Boone's making terrible decisions. It might not even be him doing it.
Can you imagine, though? Like, isn't that ridiculous to think about, that it's not even his decisions? That's insane.
There is some decisions that he has to make in terms of taking
clearly on the fly. Yes, got it. But I don't know. Look, I'm not excited to play the Red Sox. I know you are. As a whole, yes, we're excited as a fan base to play in this game because of the way the MLB works. And now that's you get this game right. As far as just the pressure and the nerves and the bubble guts right now, I got all of that. I got all of that. It's in Boston. I hate that. The crowd's going to be ruckus. I just don't like it. I don't like it. And I'm not saying that I have a gut feeling one way or another. I just don't like the scenario, the whole one in and you're in thing. And then you got to go play Tampa if you win.
Yankees are going to dominate tonight.
Dominate.
The Red Sox are a bad team.
The Yankees have not lost this game, right? They played in it.
Bad team.
I'm saying they played in this game, three times? And they've won all of them.
You sound very, very soft right now,
Dave. I'm just, look.
The Yankees are going to dominate this game, Dave.
All right.
That's all it. Right. Stay with me.
Yankees are going to dominate this game.
Here we go.
All right. We're in. All right. Let's go.
Let's speak that to reality.
Go. So, with that being said, we have a new week of football starting tomorrow, technically, with all your waiver claims. Be sure to, if you missed that, download the podcast, support the brand, download the Chop Sports Daily. It's on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts. It's got, what was the other one? Pocket app?
Pocket Cast.
Pocket Cast. There's a Pocket Cast. Go do that. Support all of the podcasts. Jimmy Palumbo Show up today. Brand new episode called Victory Monday, which I love the title by itself, writes itself. Jimmy Palumbo Show. I know later on today, Joe Matarese will be dropping his show. He asked a couple questions. So those are our two comedy podcasts. Squeaky Bump Time podcast also available now. The Jets are recording today. They're coming off a victory, so they're all going to be excited. Sapanaro, Cantoni, and Antonucci.
So where do the Jets got to go 12-0 to finish with Kim's prediction, which you predicted to go 13-4.
That was so
wild. I don't think she predicted that.
No, I know.
There's no way.
I don't think
she predicted that either, but no, I know she did.
You stop.
So I don't think she did. I know she did.
You stop because I heard them both. I heard two of those people say 11 and 6. Are you on crack?
We got the resident Jet fan
the Jet
right
fan
here.
Jet fan is
all gas, no brakes on that prediction.
Yes, he was very, not very much it. So. So
you're jinxing the shit out of us like that.
No, there's no such thing as jinx.
Not jinx, but just stupid.
I don't know. You could say jinx. He just doesn't believe in anything.
I'm a jinx guy. That was fucked.
So, like when you say jinx guy, you mean like if we both said something at the same time, you wouldn't be able to talk again until someone gave you.
I
thought it was buy me
jinx.
A Coke at this point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or do I have to buy you a fucking Coke?
Nah, yeah, I live in jinxes as if like Dave last night. He's like, yeah, you're gonna win your fantasy matchup against Chief. Austin Eckler goes to score fucking, I don't know, 35 points.
Yeah,
AJ's in a bad mood right now. He's fired up.
You ever see the
wait until these Jersey Mike people are like, can I get a sandwich?
Howard Stern interview with Norm Macdonald where he does the Dirty Johnny joke, and it's just like a long 10-minute drawn out thing about not counting your chickens before they hatch. Hilarious. Not going to do the bit.
No, don't do the bit.
But funny stuff, and that's what we did yesterday.
Scoop Espo chiming in. I think AJ wants actual Coke, not a Coke. But, hey, listen, whatever gets the job done, bro, okay? Whatever gets the job done.
I'll hit up Steve Belichick.
So, yeah.
Oh, wait, that's perfect. Perfect, because Hawaii Mike came at me yesterday. Shocker, Hawaii Mike came at me yesterday. But in a way,
winner of week one, or the first week's fantasy hater fantasy football.
And there's a lot of times where I say things and I don't really remember where I saw them.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that whole like half-hearted Bill Belichick impression yesterday where I was like, oh, he's down in his basement with his playbook and a crack cocaine or whatever.
Yeah.
And Hawaii Mike sent me that meme and I didn't give him credit. He was like, oh, I see random, you know. So Hawaii Mike, here's your fucking credit.
Credit is due. All right, so let's wrap it up. Let's get pumped up for this game. We got a couple things we got to do around these parts here at the Flipping Made Easy Studios for Sturch and Gooch and, of course, Bascom behind the glass. This has been another episode of the Chop Sports Daily, and we'll see you guys tomorrow, and hopefully, we have some ALDS division series to talk about between the Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays. Let's go, Yankees. They're going to dominate, right? They're going to dominate. Game over.
I can't wait until Chapman throws the last pitch and it's a fucking cranker to right center.
You're going to let him do that?
AJ, I'm going to fuck you right up, man. I was about to do like a really good soft close about tennis and maybe going to MJ's or tennis and MJ's at the same time. And AJ has to fucking talk crazy, bro. We had a good conversation this morning. You're
fighting words. Here we go.